Toyota takes a major hit.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Toyota will stop making and selling 8 of its best-known models while it fixes a dangerous accelerator problem. Auto analyst Marianne Keller says it's a stunning reversal for a company known for quality and reliability.
I think that the bill for this is going to be in the billions of dollars, not hundreds of millions of dollars. This is going to be very, very expensive.
Until it solves the gas pedal problem, Toyota will stop making and selling the late model Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Matrix, Avalon, Highlander, Tundra, and Sequoia. Toyota shares fell in Japan today more than 4%. Japan's Nikkei lost 0.75% today, and other Asian stocks were down as well. European markets are mostly lower this morning. Yesterday, the Dow lost just 2 points and closed at 10,194. Caterpillar said this morning fourth quarter earnings slid 65%, but the construction equipment giant predicted a better 2010 thanks to growth in China and developing countries. Global business leaders today warned that cracking down on the banks could sabotage economic recovery. They were speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Bankers, accountants, and private equity fund managers criticized President Obama's plans to cut the big banks down to size. From Davos, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The head of Barclays Bank led the charge. He told the forum's opening session that shrinking the banks and curbing their activities was not the answer. He felt that would reduce credit, hit growth, and lose jobs. One of the world's top accountants agreed. The boss of PricewaterhouseCoopers, Dennis Nally, said tough regulatory reform may be popular, but could be counterproductive.
Looks good, sounds good when you look at the headlines and the reporting of that. The question is, will they really be effective in dealing with the long-term issues affecting our global capital markets?
But U.S. economist Nouriel Roubini, speaking at the same session, said he was not concerned about overregulation. He's more worried about the banks getting up to their old tricks with what he called obscene bonuses and excessive risk-taking. In Davos, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
One of the many business leaders in Davos is the web entrepreneur Bill Gross. In the 90s, he helped bring the sites Net Zero and Cars Direct to the Internet. Today, he's in Pasadena as CEO of the alternative energy company eSolar. Bill, what's the most surprising or unexpected thing you've heard since you've been in Davos?
Well, just this morning, I was listening to a finance and economics panel talking about some of the terrible things that have happened during the crisis and what new policies need to be put in place going forward. And I heard some very smart people talking about how standard economics don't take into account emotion. And people's feelings and emotions about what's happening in the marketplace in the world really need to be taken into account into policy. And there was a lot of encouragement, and I think intelligent encouragement, to try and really look at the root causes of what just happened in this world crisis and make sure policy actually addresses that.
So, Bill, you're in Davos on behalf of your renewable energy company. What specifically are you trying to get done there this week?
Well, we're trying to spread the word that renewables can be competitive with fossil fuels, that there don't have to be excessive subsidies, because governments can't support this and prop this up forever. And my contention is, if you really want to change the planet, if you really want to make lots of jobs, by the way, this is enormous for creating jobs, if you really want to do that, it's just going to have to compete on a level playing field.
And how can the people in Switzerland this week level that playing field for renewable energy?
Well, what has to happen? There have to be very clear policies in place. Up to this point, if you want to build a renewable power plant, you have to go through the same environmental impact studies as a coal plant, even though there's zero emissions. Well, that's kind of ridiculous. If there's zero emissions, you shouldn't have to do that kind of study. And there's just an opportunity for people to really understand the true economics and the true competitive nature. And I think that's going to go back to respective countries and really help shape things to make the level playing field that I'm asking for.
Bill Gross is CEO of eSolar, and he's at the annual World Economic Forum conference in Davos, Switzerland. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you very much for having me.
And our Davos coverage continues later today on Marketplace. Host Kai Ryssdal will ask, what is the new normal for global growth?
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
At President Obama's State of the Union address tonight, he'll announce some new initiatives aimed at helping the middle class. One of those proposals could help college students deal with the burden of loans. From the Marketplace Education Desk, Caitlin Carroll has more.
Right now, most graduates must spend 15% of their disposable income paying off their federal student loans each month for up to 25 years. Under the new proposal, loan payments will drop to 10% of disposable income and will be forgiven after 20 years. Erin Barnhart says the change couldn't have come at a better time. She's just finishing up a doctoral degree in urban studies.
I hope that you know, for some people that's going to break down some of those barriers to going to school, but for people who've already taken the leap like myself, it's going to make a real big difference.
Barnhart owes over $100,000 in student loans, and there aren't a lot of jobs in her field right now. Mark Kantrowitz is a publisher of financial websites like FinAid.org. He says the plan will be relatively inexpensive for the government because most people pay off their loans.
And it also means that students who borrow money can be assured that by the time their own children enroll in college, they will not still be paying back their own student loans.
The proposal is expected to be included in the president's budget next week and still needs to be approved by Congress. I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
And finally, it was just a prank, but an intriguing idea. A new web launch called Google Existence promised to live your online social life for you, posting random Facebook status updates and tweets so you can live your life. Slogan, Google Existence, because life is too short for social interaction. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.